Peter Life in District 129, which is Clifton, Eddington, Holden, a portion of Northborough, and Vesey.
I'm Representative Ailey from down in Jonesport and Beals area. I have 12 communities that I'm in touch with: Jonesport, Beals, Addison, Harrington, Cherryfield, Millbridge, Centerville, Columbia Falls, Columbia and Columbia Falls, Jonesborough, Whitneyville, and Mashfield. And I'm in District 138.
Paul Stearns from Guilford. I represent House District 119. Representative Alley, you're a better man than I am. I'm not going to list all the towns, but around a dozen towns in Piscataquis County and the northwest and northeast portions of the county.
I'm Bob Duchesne, House District 121. That's Elton, Argyle, Hudson, Corinth, and Milford.
I'm Gina Mason. I represent the town of Lisbon, and I'm very excited to be here, District 56.
I'm Denise Harlow. I represent District 36, which is part of Portland, and in my other committee, I also represent part of Wilton.
Good afternoon. I'm Representative Steve Wood. I represent Green and Sabattis, District 57.
And I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm District 16 represents Waterville, Winslow, Fairfield, Benton, Albion, Clinton, and Unity Plantation. And so we also have with us, we have our analyst, Craig Nail, and our clerk, who we are welcoming as our new clerk, is Julia Brown. So welcome to everybody, and it's we have some that are experienced in Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee, and then we have some that are new, and we welcome them. It's a really, I call it a fun committee, because we really deal with a lot of good issues with Maine as far as our wildlife and our heritages and our economic values for the best for the state of Maine, for our communities. So anyway, first of all, we'll start off
before we can we have George introduce himself, because he has to go to Damascus.
Oh, George, you have to leave right off.
I have about an hour.
An hour? Well, he's only going to take a few minutes, and then we can do after that. Yeah.
If I may explain, we have a lot of the community coming in to introduce themselves on Thursday, but George can't make it, and George is always in front of the committee, so this is an opportunity for him to introduce himself.
Right.
Yeah. George knows everything, and about half of it's right.
So go ahead.
Yeah. Figuring out which half. So George, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. So we'll start off with our analyst, Craig Nail, to just do your part as far as the policies. We do want to just go over that quickly, and because that's important, because we want to start off on the right foot. So thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Senator Searway. It's a pleasure to be here. I can tell this is going to be a fun assignment. Again, my name is Craig Nail. I work in the Office of Policy and Legal Analysis. I think just about all of you probably are familiar with us. Just down at the other end of the hall, room 250 in the Cross Building, you're welcome to come by anytime or get in touch with me via email or phone also. You have just a manila folder in front of you with some orientation materials for the session. I'm just going to go through a couple of those. The one on top there is just a description of our office that, like I said, I think you're all familiar with what we do. We're a nonpartisan staff office, so you know, our job is really to just help the committee and help each of you get your work done, as quickly and efficiently and with all the information that you might need, from the beginning of the session till the end and through the summer, too. So I'll be helping the chairs do scheduling, provide each of you information during work sessions, make sure the committee workflow is moving along pretty nicely. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to speak up. The next page is just a policy on legislative confidentiality. Just a reminder that that bill and amendment drafts, committee reports before they're made public officially. Any requests from any of you for any help, any research or drafting assistance, if you have any questions about an amendment that you might want to propose, you're welcome to come to me, and that even the fact of your inquiry to me is confidential. So you can share information, you can ask questions, and be confident that it will be kept confidential. So draft bills, draft amendments, those are all confidential until they are publicly released in the committee room. And then just a reminder also at the bottom there that working papers, so my working papers and your working papers do become public records at the end of the session, but until then they are confidential. Just moving on quickly still to the Freedom of Access Act. A reminder again for the beginning of session that the legislature is covered by the Freedom of Access Act. So, and that act says that it's the intent of the legislature that actions involving the conduct of the people's business be taken openly, and that records of their actions be open to public inspection and their deliberations be conducted openly. It applies to all government entities, so it applies to the legislature, it applies to town council, school boards, all meetings of the legislature, its joint standing committees, and legislative subcommittees are public proceedings, so the public has to be able to attend those. The public must be given notice, and there is a very limited exception for executive sessions. Those can be held in enumerated circumstances in law, very, very tightly regulated, though. The ones that are relevant to legislative work are discussion of confidential records and pre-hearing conferences on confirmations.
I have two questions.
Representative DeShane.
Thank you, Senator.
Yep.
And anybody can ask questions at any time, by the way, I think, right?
Yeah.
On the confidentiality piece, my recollection is that if you're working on an amendment for somebody, another member of the committee can't come in and say, I want to see what you're working on. It's confidential even within the committee. Is that your understanding, too?
Right, yeah. So if the committee takes a vote and one member, or even before a vote, actually, at any time, a member can come to me and ask me to draft an amendment. The member can present it at the next public hearing or work session, but up until it's presented publicly, I can't share the contents of it or even the fact that an amendment exists, a potential amendment exists.
On the Freedom of Information Act, too, over in the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, we've adopted a rule over there that says even notes passed up to us from members of the audience during a work session go into the folder as a public record. Is there any guidance on how your office is treating that, or are they going just crazy over there?
Well, technically, I think anything that is a written record that is used sort of in furtherance of your activities as a legislator is a public record. I think there is maybe some question about whether it would be a working paper during session that could be immediately disclosed. But I think it's safe to say that just about anything written is a public record as long as it has to do with your work as a legislator. Public meetings is a little bit trickier, just because the law says that a public meeting includes a meeting of a legislative subcommittee, and that's defined as a group of three or more that have been appointed to meet as a subcommittee. So I think it's clear about written documents, including text messages and notes, but I think the that statement of intent at the beginning of the law is, I think, a good one to just keep in mind, that it's the intent to have the deliberations and the decision making and the information that you're using to make your decisions is something that the public should be aware of, how you're arriving at your decisions, regardless of what form that takes.
Okay. Anything else you want to cover? Now, on these rules, I noticed about smoking and eating restrictions. We just wanted to make sure we get this covered before we go too much further. I guess, do we want to make sure that everybody's allowed to have drinks during committee? And everybody, is there any discussion on that that you'd like to do, or Representative DeShane?
Thank you, Senator. Again, just for clarification, I think the recommendation that the chairs were making is that we adopt what is essentially provided by leadership for its standard rules, and we wanted to make a couple of alterations. So the standard rules that come from leadership is consuming only water during public hearings, and we change it to beverages. Because a lot of us live on coffee.
Yeah.
Or really anything else.
Right.
And then during work sessions, you can consume food and beverages during a work session. That's not standard in their rules, but any committee can adopt this one, and we recommended that. And I don't think we had any other recommendations for rules.
Good idea.
If you keep it between your knees so that you can work your buttons, is that okay?
All right, so I guess we're all – nobody's against that, are they? Okay. So I guess we're all
–
sure, if you want to.
I would move that we adopt these rules and send them off to leadership for confirmation.
So we have a motion. We have a second. Okay, I have a second by Tim Terrio, Representative Terrio. And all those in favor? Unanimous.